Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 308. Here is the extracted text from the image. Georgia, Hancock County, State of Georgia, versus in Superior Court of Fulton County, Leo M. Frank, Georgia. Questions to be propounded to T.W. Johnson of Sparta, Hancock County, Georgia. 1. Question. Have you examined clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of Aug. 26, 1913? Here to attached, giving a picture of the jury in the above stated case and showing a likeness of juror H. Hensley? Answer. Yes. 2. Question. Are you personally acquainted with A. Hensley? Answer. I know him by sight. 3. Question. Did you or not hear A. Hensley discussing the question of whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan between the death of said Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank, charged with the murder of Mary Fagan? Answer. Yes. 4. Question. To the best of your recollection, what did he say in this conversation? Several parties were talking. Some said they thought Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. Others said they did not. Hensley stated his conviction that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. He did this firmly and positively. 5. Question. Where and when did this take place and who else was present? Answer. Walker and Holmes' office about the last of June, 1913. 6. Question. Did you not hear A.E. Hensley state in Sparta, Georgia, between the time of the death of Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan? Answer. Yes. 7. Question. Did you not hear H. Hensley say that he believed Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan, and further that he would bet $1 or other sum, or would like